So I'm on a personal mission to creating 100 millionaires.
No. Since 2009, Shakir Hussein, nicknamed as the Backpack Millionaire, has been hailed as one of the most sought-after internet marketing leaders, trainers, and coaches to thousands of people.
He's quickly become one of the biggest leaders.
Does he really resonate with him?
He's a good guy. He knows what he's doing.
He's a phenomenal teacher. Who really
he's always on cutting edge.
And most importantly, he walks the talk.
I've got to know him. We've become friends.
You always have to work on manufacturing your own optimism.
Everything that we need is already within us.
It's very simple. Life is way too short. And you got to make sure that every single day you're capitalizing and you're growing.
What's going on, everyone? I'm so excited to shoot this podcast for you guys. Listen, it's literally January the 31st as I'm recording this. The whole month is about to go, and you know, one entire month of the year has gone by. And a couple of questions that you always want to be reflecting at the end of the day, at the end of the week, at the end of the month, so that you really maximize what's happening in each month. And you want to ask yourself certain questions that I ask myself, which I think can help you, which is essentially, how did the month go? Okay, was it good? Was it bad? Why? And I recommend you, you know, I whilst I'm talking to you, I actually have my journal out. I've got a candle lit. Because I tend to work for some reason better when there's candles around. I don't know why. I think it's just a nice smell. And just de-stresses me. And so ask yourself, you know, when it comes to your health, your finances, your fitness, your faith, the amount of fun that you've had, you know, like, and just work out, you know, what went well, what didn't go so well, and what can you do for next month? And I'll just share a couple of things that I've done myself, which is, you know, when it comes to fitness, I really wanted to, I worked out, I looked at, you know, I joined the gym so many times, but why am I, why don't I go consistently? Or why is it, and I was catching myself out, so I'm just going to share with you a couple of insights. One of them was, you know, when I join a gym, I usually try and get the 30-day or 60-day, maybe 90-day rolling contract. Which essentially means, you know, I can cancel any time within 30 or 60 days and I'm good. You know, and I always had the excuse, which is some truth, but it was still an excuse, which is, you know, oh, I'm traveling, so I won't go to the gym. I don't want to waste money. But now, guess what I did? I literally signed up for a 12-month contract with Virgin and the Virgin Gyms. And you know, I straight went, found a trainer, and then hired the trainer. And, you know, the first thing I said to the trainer was, I'm pretty busy, so when I come to the gym, you got to kill me. Okay, that's exactly what I said to him. And, you know, after two sessions, I realized he's not going to be the guy that pushes me the way I want, need, would appreciate it. And so I had been seeing this other guy who was just an absolute machine type. You know, one of those guys or girls you see in the gym that they're just so focused. They don't look around. They're not on the phone. They just work. You look at them and you think, wow, that guy is intense, right? And so I had seen this guy training so crazy, and I thought to myself, wow, I want a trainer like that guy. And it also happened to be that he was not just using the gym. He was a trainer at the gym. So immediately I hired him. I locked myself into one of those contracts. And so I'm really excited about the fitness. Now, in terms of being fun, a couple of weeks ago, I think it's now been about 2 weeks ago, I was going out with my wife and we're around the Canary Wharf area in London. And I see this ice skating rink. Okay, so we both decide we're going to go ahead and do it. And I immediately, the thought that's in my head was, I got too much work. This is a low leverage activity. I don't know how to skate. I don't want to skate. I'm going to leave. I'll probably sit on the bench or something for 10 minutes. You know, I was finding every single excuse to walk myself out of it. And here's what happens, right? I go in and I see my wife. She's a great skater. And I love my wife. And I am a very competitive person. If any of you have been following me for any given time, you know I like to just friendly competition. And so I'm looking at that and I'm thinking, wow, she's really good. I want to learn. And it just sparked something in me. And literally for the last few days, I've been going every single day. Okay. I've been going by myself. I've been going with my brother and sister. Or I've been going with my wife. But point is, I'm having a lot of fun. Okay. I'm seriously having so much fun just going out there. It's pretty painful, but I am just having such a blast. And I thought to myself, gosh, this is a sport that I like, that I know I could get really good at, that I genuinely just feel like even today I had so much work to do. It's the end of the month. I've got webinars going on. I've got offers coming out. I've got new team members I'm hiring, people that I'm letting go. I've got books to read, book summaries to write. I just got so much stuff going on. But I thought, you know what happens? I'm going out for the hour or for the 90 minutes and I'm going to go and I'm going to spend some time ice skating. So, you know, that's that was the fun part. That was one of the big fun things. And so fun, talked about fun, talked about fitness, faith. I've been getting my 5 times a day prayers on. Plus, I've enrolled in a class where I'm learning Arabic and it's twice a week. So it's about 5 to 6 hours a week. I do want to up that. I am somewhat happy with it. I mean, I'm really happy with the course and the teacher. However, I know I could be pushing myself a lot more. And so for February, that's one thing that I'm going to be focused on doing, which is really upping the hours that I put in. And when I wake up in the morning, I'm going to focus on my spiritual growth each and every single day. A lot more present than I usually am or usually do. And the next one is family. So I try to always keep this in faith, family, finance, fitness, and fun, right? So family's good. I won't talk about family too much right now. But family's great. Spend a lot of time with them. And this week, since my wife has gone back to Chicago, I'm out here. I'm just going to spend the next 5, 6, 7 days just really focused on work and having fun. And the last one is finance. Okay, so finance in terms of the sales goals that I had planned for this month, it didn't go well. And I'm going to share with you a couple of reasons why I think that is. Actually, why I know that is. Okay, the first thing is, you know, usually what happens is in January, we have a huge sales month, every single year for many, many years. But this month, because I was more focused on how can I serve by giving a ton of value up front and then asking for money, it wasn't really that sales driven. Okay. Secondly, I had put too much, and this is a lesson I learned from a mistake. So I'm planning not to make that mistake again, which was I had outsourced certain revenue tasks to two other people on my team. And unfortunately, it didn't work out as well. Okay, it didn't work out at all. And now when I look back at it, I should not have let them control or be in charge for a whole month. At most, I should have let them have it for, I don't know, maybe a week to 2 weeks. But I was just testing something new out. And, you know, if you're the rainmaker in your business, if you're the marketer, if you're the CEO, let me tell you, you do not want to rely on anyone else coming in to save the day. Okay, no one, the harsh truth is no one's going to save your day. You're going to be the person, because you're going to be the person that makes most of the money. You're going to be the person, it's your company, it's your product, it's your idea, it's your service. So don't always rely on someone else to come in. For some reason, I thought, I did hire someone and I thought, it's going to be really cool if I just let them handle XYZ aspects. And, you know, the truth of the matter is, to become successful in anything that you do, you need to have speed, you need to have urgency, you need to be really, really focused on making sure. I mean, I hired this person who positioned himself as this hotshot, you know, and then you realize they're not the hot shots. And so what happens? You spend a whole month talking to them, working with them, and then you realize, you know what? It wasn't worth it at the end. So I just take these things as lessons. I will tell you this. One of the reasons why business owners fail and they lose money, whether it's thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars, or some cases millions of dollars, is not necessarily who they hired and who they didn't hire. It's actually keeping the person they know they need to get let go of, okay? And I've learned this lesson the hard way. So I really hope that you, if you are in that stage where you're hiring people, and you should always be making it a focus on hiring new people, one of the things that you must do is when the time is up, okay? One of my mentors, Brian Tracy, who I was spending some time with a few months back in Toronto, he says this thing, you know, in your gut, if you think it's not working out, that's it. That's the first sign of that you should let them go. And with this particular individual, I've had this now actually 2-3 times, and I'm just like, nope, I'm not going to give him 3 months, or I'm not going to give him 6 months, or 12 months, or 3 years. And sometimes I know, this doesn't happen now because I've somewhat matured as a CEO, but I remember in my earlier days, I'd have employees that I would pay for 1, 2, 3 years. Literally, I knew they weren't right for the business, but I would just keep them on for the sake of keeping them on. And, you know, this is not a good thing, but you get sucked in, especially when you're making a lot of money. You know what happens is the money gets you drunk, you get high on your own on life. You know, you think you're walking on water, especially, you know, when you're making $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 a day. Sometimes you drink your own Kool-Aid and you think you become untouchable. And what happens is, you know, you look at some of the employees that you may have, and you're like, you know, I just keep them on. But honestly, you could earn, attract, create, build your business way less people than you can possibly imagine, okay? One solid A player is the same as having literally 10 to 20 staff, okay? I know this because now I've hired close to easily 100 people from all walks of life, okay? People from doctors, engineers, people that worked in corporate, people that are entrepreneurs, and I can just tell you, hands down, you know, sometimes you may think you need a lot of people, you don't. Sometimes you may think you need to go out and hire people. Sometimes I used to pay people $15,000 a month, salary. So I'm telling you right now, make an account, you know, and then when you're even doing this account, when it comes to your finances, what you want to do is make sure that you're taking 10% of everything that you earn, okay? Everything that you earn, and you're putting it away for a rainy day fund. You're putting 10% away. So let's just say you're making 10 grand a month. Put away at least £1,000 for a rainy day fund, okay? No matter what happens, you got to pay yourself first. Figure out a way to pay yourself first. Then you want to put away 10% away into some sort of investment fund. Investment, even if it's £100 a month, it doesn't matter. You know, I tell my younger sister, it's not the amount that matters. It's the habit of saving and investing. So try it. You know, if you're making $50,000, $100,000 a month, whatever the number is, you want to make sure that you're putting this in so that it's starting to accumulate. And I'll tell you this right now, you know, you may not see the results now, but give it 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. Sometimes I look back and I think to myself, wow, this was some of the most valuable piece of advice that I actually followed through on. I mean, because I pretty much made all the mistakes in the book when it comes to this stuff. And looking back, this is one of the most valuable things I can share with you, is that you want to pay yourself first. You want to make sure that you're saving 10% of whatever is coming into your life. And then you want to invest 10% into something. It doesn't matter what you're investing in. I mean, don't go and put it into cryptocurrency. Put it into something that's safe, whether it's stocks, which I don't always recommend stocks. But if you diversify the portfolio, if you come up with a solid asset allocation and a portfolio where, you know, you can, if you have $10,000 to your name, where you can put maybe $500 to $1,000 into stocks, into some into precious metals, some into some sort of real estate fund, or maybe starting another business, something that you know you it's not going anywhere. Okay, and the by far the best investment I always recommend my clients, my subscribers, my students, is in their own education. You know, nothing beats the power of coaching. Nothing beats the power of someone else's perspective into your business, into your life. And when you have this, I assure you, your mindset becomes more abundant. You as a person become a lot more abundant. You're able to go out and create more. You're able to go out and achieve more. So that's really important. Another thing is, make sure that you do a little report, okay? And then there's so many spreadsheets and templates. If you Google them, you'll find them where you could literally find out, okay, what have you spent money on this month? What are the things that you budgeted for? And if you don't budget, you know, this is something that I'm learning how to do, because I've been a really somewhat reckless spender. I mean, I used to eat out every single day, sometimes 2-3 times a day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, for years. Like, it's only, you know, recently I got married, so I'm really enjoying my wife's cooking. She's a great cook. And so, you know, but I realized, wow, I must have wasted a lot of money, or wasted a lot of time, or both, when I was living that crazy lifestyle. And so now it's I feel a lot more grounded. I feel also that I'm getting a little bit more balance, because my whole life, you know, for the last 7, 8, 9 years, being an entrepreneur was really around get as much money as possible, help the clients, that's for sure, build businesses, travel around the world, have fun. And now, you know, as I turned 30, I feel like, you know, there's so much more for me to grow, learn, develop, contribute, impact, and influence others, so that they too can have a better, they too can have a better life, and what's more is they can avoid costly mistakes. So I hope this has been valuable for you. Taking inventory is the last day of the month. I have, my goal is to be publishing a lot more of these podcasts, and so you're gonna see during the next month, you're gonna see a ton of these podcasts coming out. Leave me a review on iTunes. Subscribe. If you're listening to this on the blog, be sure to leave me a comment. Let me know what you're thinking about. Let me know what challenges you're facing. Now, let me know how I can help you. You know, I do this as a passion project, so we don't have ads and all of that stuff. I don't need to run ads, and I'm going to keep it that way. So let's get this going, and let me know what kind of feedback you have for these podcasts. I hope you enjoyed this, and I'm going to get back to work on a January 31st special offer. All right, so we just wrapped up. Hopefully you've enjoyed this podcast. You know what to do. Go ahead and leave me a review. That's how iTunes gives us all these ratings and stuff, and that's how other people can listen to this. Forward this podcast to a friend or a family member. Forward it to your email subscribers. Share it on your newsletter. Whatever the case is, make sure you go and take action. Information alone is not enough. It's the application that we have to do on a day-to-day basis. Now, if you're not on my newsletter, go to shakir.com. That's shakir.com. That's shakir.com. I've got a free case study there that shows you a video walkthrough of the 10 income hacks that I've put together so that you can go out and build your own million-dollar business. Make sure you go and register to get daily updates on my newsletter. I'm excited for you, and I'll see you on the next podcast, committed to you becoming wealthified.